Hello, I'm Nigel Kaplan, ESL Specialist at the Writing Centre at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. This online video presentation is about culture shock and is designed for international students at American universities. You'll be able to read the PowerPoint slides more easily if you click the Zoom button, that's the plus icon in the top right corner of your screen above the PowerPoint slides. You can pause the presentation using the control bar under the video. Before we go any further, I have some questions for you. If you've been living in the US for a while, have you had any of these feelings? People seem to behave differently here from your country. Americans don't share the same values as you. You feel disoriented, anxious, depressed, or hostile, that means angry. You're not satisfied with American culture. Social skills that work in your country don't work here. And you feel that these feelings will never end. Take a minute to think about these questions. You can pause the presentation using the control bar under the video of my head and then click play to continue when you're ready. If you've had any of these feelings, then you're experiencing culture shock. If you haven't had any of these reactions yet, there's a good chance you're going to. And don't worry, that's not a bad thing. So what exactly is culture shock? Psychologists and sociologists have come up with different definitions, but here are two that I think fit for most people. Culture shock is about being out of place in a certain place and time. It comes from the anxiety that results from losing all our familiar signs and symbols of social intercourse. So it's the feeling that things that used to work, the ways that conversation, the ways that interaction worked, just don't work for you. You're in the different place, a different time, and things are unfamiliar. Now, almost everyone who lives in another culture experiences culture shock, and almost everyone survives it. Let me stress, though, that you don't have to move to a different culture to experience culture shock. Moving from one part of a country to another, or even from high school to college, those are often causes of culture shock, too. Most experts say that culture shock happens in stages, and this is Oberg's original model of the stages of culture shock. It certainly agrees with my experience of coming to America as a student from Britain. I'm going to introduce the four stages briefly now, and then talk about them in more detail. So the first stage is called the honeymoon. A honeymoon, of course, is the vacation that a newly married couple takes right after a wedding, and it's a time when everything's perfect. And that's what most people experience when they first come to a new country. However, problems happen. This is in culture shock, not in marriage, of course. And many people feel anger or hostility, and they may even reject the new culture. That's stage two. Now, if you get through that second stage, and most people do, you begin to adapt, to adjust to the new culture. You don't feel 100% comfortable yet, but you're less hostile and more open. The final stage is integration. And as you can see, it has a happy face. This is when you begin to feel at home in the new culture. So the first stage, as I said, is the honeymoon. In the honeymoon stage, you find the culture fascinating, exciting, and new. You see that there are 100 types of cereal in the supermarket, that strangers might say hello to you on campus, that the bus routes here have letters, not numbers. This doesn't usually last a very long time, and you can think of it as a tourist experience. You know, when you go somewhere on vacation, you don't usually stay long enough to go beyond this first stage. However, if you're going to live in the US for a while, it's hard to avoid the next stage. Now, I don't want to scare you by describing stage two. If you're not already in it, remember most people will go through all the stages with no major difficulty. But I've found that it helps to know what will probably happen so that you can better understand your emotions when they hit you. In the second stage, you begin to feel disoriented. You realize that you're actually having trouble adjusting. You're no longer a tourist, and you find that living here is not as easy as you had thought. You might blame the culture for confusing you, and you may become angry or frustrated, even aggressive, toward the new culture. It's common at this stage to stereotype people from your host country. For example, if you find yourself saying, "All Americans are..." then you're probably in stage two. As a result, you might prefer to be with people from your own country exclusively. Experts say this is the crisis moment. Either you'll get through this stage and stay, or you'll choose to go home. We've found that doesn't happen so much, but if you are having difficulties at this stage, do seek help from a friend or a professional counsellor at your university. My crisis at this stage was the day I realised I didn't know where to go to buy something. I don't even remember what it is anymore, what it was, but I just couldn't think of which store I should go to, and I knew exactly where I would have gone to back at home. But here's the good news. It does get worse, but then it gets better. After a while, most people discover they're functioning well in the new culture. In stage two, you only saw the bad bits of the culture, but now you recognise both the good aspects from stage one and the bad aspects from stage two. However, you probably think your culture is still better, and although you don't criticise as much, you make jokes about your new home and your experiences here. This is an important stage in adapting, adjusting to the culture, but you still feel like an outsider to some extent in stage three. My response to this stage was to write columns for the student newspaper, which I thought were funny but were probably quite annoying to American readers. And it's that level of making fun of the new culture, thinking that your own culture was superior. Again, it's not a bad thing, it's a regular part of most people's progress. If you stay long enough, you'll hopefully reach the fourth stage of integration. Now you accept and even enjoy the new culture as another way of living, no better or worse than your previous life. You will probably always have occasional difficulties, I know I do, but they don't bother you as much because you generally feel comfortable in the new culture and you know how to deal with problems when they arise. Some people, but probably not everyone, reach the point where they are bicultural. They're equally at home in both their native culture and the US. To summarise then, remember that culture shock is not a bad thing and it's not unusual. Your feelings are probably normal and there are almost certainly other people going through the same difficulties. Culture shock gets worse before it gets better. That's almost unavoidable. But being aware of the stages can really help you understand your experiences. Here are some practical strategies recommended by a psychologist from UNC's Counselling and Wellness Services. Number one, enjoy and learn about the culture and the campus. The more you know, the more you'll understand. Two, avoid isolation. Look for cultural informants. These are people who can explain the culture and tell you what things mean. Three, maintain relationships both here and at home. Phone home regularly, but try to talk to people here as well. A balance is what really helps. Use resources and ask for help. It is not a sign of weakness to ask for help, and US universities can usually offer a great deal of support to international students. Number five, don't expect to be perfect. You will make mistakes. It may not be fun, but you will learn from them. Don't hold yourself to an unreasonable standard. Six, keep an open mind. Try to study the culture. Keep asking yourself why people behave the way they do. If you're a student, you're used to analysing things. Apply that to the culture where you're living. Seven, adjust to US culture without giving up your own. No one's asking you to reject your native culture. Keep the traditions and practices that are important to you. After 10 years here, I still prefer tea to coffee. Look forward, not backward. I really think this is important. Don't keep thinking about what you used to do back home. Think about what you will do to fit in here. Number nine, healthy body, healthy mind. Exercise can keep your spirits up. At least that's what they tell me. And finally, try keeping a journal or a notebook or a blog. I know I'm a writing teacher, I'm bound to say this, but reflecting on your experiences is a really good way to understand them. Now, as I said at the start, everyone experiences culture shock, and most people get through the stages without major problems. But your individual experience might be different. And if you do have psychological, academic, or health concerns, please talk to a professional. If you're a UNC student, please visit the Counselling and Wellness Services in the Student Health Centre. They provide interventions, guidance, and support to students at UNC. Their website is on the screen, and you can also click the link in the menu under the video. You can't click the PowerPoint screen, but the links are underneath the video of my head. You can download the PowerPoint slides and the transcript from this workshop from the Writing Center's ESL videos page, and that version also includes a complete list of references from this presentation. Thank you for watching this video about culture shock. Please take a quick survey to evaluate the presentation. The address is on the screen, or you can click the last link under the video. Your feedback is very valuable to us. You can find information about other ESL services at UNC on the Writing Center's ESL resources pages. And please also visit my blog, ESL on the Hill, for more tips about American culture and language learning. This has been an ESL video presentation from the Writing Center at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Nigel Kaplan, and I hope to see you again online or in person very soon. And good luck with your culture shock. Bye-bye.